All right, on this cool Friday night, how about a warm conversation about a TV show turning 55 today? And that's the 60s comedy, I Dream of Jeannie. It airs weekdays on Antenna TV. Barbara Eden was the star, and she just turned 89. And here's her story.
David, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. And I will admit to having a big crush on you growing up.
Oh, you mean you don't still have it?
I still have it. Oh, no. I still have the crush. No, you know, we were talking before the interview that I had the pleasure of spending some time with you a few years ago when you were in Chicago. And you are just as lovely as ever.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how did the role of Jeannie come along?
Well, I had been reading about it in the trade magazines, you know, Variety Reporter, and reading about all these girls who were testing, and they were all very tall brunettes and beauty contest winners. I mean, Miss Italy, Miss Syria, Miss Israel, Miss Greece. You know?
So some exotic, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, well, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. And then my agent sent me a script one day, and I read it, and I thought, this sounds very familiar. And he called me that afternoon, and he said, did you read it? I said, yes. He said, did you like it? I said, I loved it. He said, well, they would really like you for that part, just like that. And I said, do they know what I look like? And he said, well, I don't know. They must, because they want you for the part. They've made an offer. But it's contingent upon you meeting Sidney Sheldon. He's lives in New York, and he's coming into town, and he'll be there tomorrow for tea at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Nice.
I said, all right. And I went over, and I met Sidney. And we got along very well, and that's how I got the part.
Since so many of us have seen these episodes, Barbara, over and over throughout the years, you can tell that the cast had such great chemistry together.
Well, Larry and I were in sync. Even later, in later years, when we toured with Love Letters, it was like it was as though I was just at home with a family member. And I know he felt the same way. Our rhythms, our timing, everything was in sync.
Yeah, you've done plays together. You also did some Dallas together. I remember that also.
Yeah.
In the late 70s. And I know how much you enjoyed working with him, and you had a long-lasting friendship. But at that time, you had some frustrations with him as well.
Well, not really. I didn't really. A lot of other people on the set did. Mm-hmm. He made things a little difficult for himself. Really, and that, but it never affected me or our working together ever.
Well, that's good to hear.
He was very, very nice with me.
Very cool. Now, how complicated was all the filming? You know, because obviously, you know, we're talking the 1960s, and special effects weren't, you know, obviously what they are today. They look great. I mean, even when you look at them today, it's amazing how smooth everything really does look, you know, when you're doing these. But it wasn't, you know, I would assume because it wasn't a typical sitcom, the hours were much longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. And we couldn't have an audience.
Right.
Because of the magic. And it was very complicated. I mean, when we were flying through the air, we were really flying through the air.
Exactly.
on you know, with wires attached, mm-hmm. things like that. A lot of green screen, which we had to adapt to. It didn't adapt to us. It was fun, though. I enjoyed it.
You know, it was a purely fun show. There are shows I used to love when I was a kid. You know, and I know some of you listening will agree, and you watch them now. And they're awful. I mean, seriously, like, I can't get through. You know, my kids were watching Gilligan's Island. I thought, well, I'm going to sit down and watch this, or The Monkees. And I thought, this is going to be fun. And I got to tell you, it wasn't really that great. You watch Jeannie, and it is timeless as can be. It is funny as it was back then. And the slapstick, the comedy, the humor, the writing is just a joy to watch.
I'm so happy you think so.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
That makes me feel really good.
I bet. Now, I've heard you talk about the costume before, that it wasn't as revealing as you might think. It was, you know, people, and maybe that was a good thing, that, you know, you kind of led people to believe that it might be a little bit more revealing, but it really wasn't. And the press at the time made a bigger deal out of it than anyone else.
Well, it was a joke to begin with. It was a writer from the Hollywood Reporter, and he'd come on the set, and he'd say, do you have a belly button? And I'd say, Nicola Peek, you know. Things were very cheap then.
Yeah.
and so he'd started writing about it, just as a joke.
Yeah.
Does she or doesn't she have a belly button? And, of course, it peeked out every once in a while. It was there. The trousers were not up at the high waist. They were just sort of riding on my hips.
Yeah.
And then George Slaughter decided he wanted to premiere my navel on Laugh-In.
Right.
And the minute he told NBC that, everyone went, oh, MG, yeah. she has one? You know, can't show that. So I was not allowed to go on Laugh-In. I wasn't allowed. And they suddenly were very careful about my trousers. They lined the pantaloons.
Oh, geez.
Which hadn't been lined before. They, you know, I had panties and long pantyhose on.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
So, but no, they lined them.
Even more so. Wow. Well, I know the censors, they were pretty aware of this, too, because, you know, there was a story I've heard you tell, I think it was in your book, too, that about the smoke underneath the bedroom door.
Oh, yes, Larry.
Yeah.
Poor Larry, he had a scene, of course, where the bottle was in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And was the bottle in the bedroom? No, it wasn't. It wasn't in the bedroom. But he locked me out, and I turned to smoke and went underneath the door. And you could hear Larry's voice, but not me. And he said, Jane, you know how he used to say.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden the smoke came out from under the door. And it was funny.
It was
cute to see. And
I get it.
Happen.
Yeah.
But no, the censor said absolutely not. They cut that scene. And then they said no bottle in the bedroom.
Wow.
We hadn't even thought of taking the bottle in the bedroom before that. It's so funny.
So what was your relationship like with some of the other supporting characters on the show? I know many, many of them are gone, but, you know, what was it like working on the set?
It was wonderful. It was just, that was the happiest time of my life. At that moment, I had my baby, I had my work, and I enjoyed it, and everyone on that set was an angel.
I know you're still friends with Bill Daly. You still see him around at
I just saw Bill 2 weeks ago, actually.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He lives in New Mexico, but we see each other every once in a while at personal appearances and things.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. How did you find out, and you shared the story with me before, how did you find out the series was canceled? Because, you know, there's so many, you know, oh, it's the lead up to the final episode and all this other stuff. That's really not the way it was done back then.
Nobody told us anything.
Yeah.
No, we didn't know. The last day, I think, we knew. The last day of shooting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That it was just coming to an end, no fanfare, no final episode. It's just.
It just willowed away.
yeah. I mean, it's kind of a shame. That's how they did it back then. Did you get any souvenirs from the set? Did you get, you know, any prop pieces? Like, was everything just the next day pretty much done?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did. My bottle.
Okay.
You think I was going to leave that? Heavens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had it. It's now in a safety deposit box because after the earthquake here, I thought,
smart.
We're not going to leave it on the shelf anymore.
No. Was the original, that was a Jim Beam bottle, wasn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas bottle that year.
I have a very vintage bar in my house, like a 1960s bar, and it was green. I think there was green ones and red ones.
I didn't know they had red ones.
Yeah, they're red, and they had a little handle on them too, which was a little different. But there was like a pink one. It was almost like a pinkish red, and the green ones. And I had bought from somebody who's authorized through Sony, who hand painted these bottles. And when I had met you, I must have been 10 years ago, you were at WGN Television, mm-hmm. And I was there. And I have a picture of you and I and my bottle.
And your bottle.
That I have.
You think it's your bottle.
It is your bottle. It is absolutely your bottle. Well, what's funny is after showing the kids the show last summer when we watched it so much, and they came up to my den where I do have it on a shelf high enough where nobody can get to it. My youngest, you know, I opened up the cork, and man, he was looking in there trying to see if he could find you in there. Like he was.
You know, someone makes those bottles.
Yeah.
And sells them.
Yeah.
And he has one with the hole, the banquette, and the genie looking up at you.
Really?
Yeah, you turn the light on and you can see all of those things inside.
That's awesome. That is awesome. But you didn't get a costume.
No.
No.
No, I didn't. In fact, they would not let me have one.
That's awful.
It's too bad because they didn't take good care of them. And there aren't any there. I did a commercial for Lexus.
Remember them in the late 90s?
Yes, mm-hmm. And they copied the costume. So luckily I have that one.
Well, I saw you in an appearance with Bill Clinton.
That's the one.
Did you use it again? But I mean, I got to tell you something. You look fabulous. I mean, if you look online, folks, you can see it on YouTube. It is amazing. You look fabulous. You still look fabulous. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, I got to tell you, you do. You absolutely do.
I really had to suck it up to be fabulous. So, I was so nervous about wearing that costume.
Oh, you looked great. You really did. You looked fantastic.
Well, it was for a good cause.
Well, I Dream of Jeannie can be seen multiple times a day on Antenna TV, and I Dream of Jeannie, the complete series, is available on DVD. And for more on Barbara, and she's got a great website too, visit BarbaraEden.com. Barbara, what a great thrill it has been to have you hang out with us. Always a pleasure hanging out with you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. So nice. It's fun talking to you.